Oh, what can I say? Sports docuseries. I had to get Renaissance. What's going on, everybody? This is Flobo Sun on Netflix. It's the show where I go into the Netflix archives, at least in the United States, because I realized as soon as I left the country, every country has a different set of programming. I knew that, but it's something that I still forget. Thank you so much for rocking with me. As always, I know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and the fact you're rocking with me means the world. It is kind of one of the few podcasts that's heard globally under the new Amsterdam Podcasting Network. The Redeem Team is a sports documentary. I checked out recently, and it really tells about the redemption arc for USA basketball. The story goes that we were a powerhouse, kind of the foregone conclusion thought to be champions, and there was a run that we were. The college basketball years were elite. The Dream Team were still talked about fondly, and it was about a good 6 to 8 year stretch where it wasn't. And how can the United States reclaim their name to fame? Let's get into this one here. So IMDb gives this one 7.4, and it comes from Uninterrupted, which is the content house that is founded by LeBron James. Of course, it's a very LeBron James-centric story. LeBron was on the Redeem Team after seeing the USA basketball program at his nadir and being able to see it return to glory. Now, I usually try to stop spoilers, but it pretty much gives everything away, right? The story isn't so much, will the United States redeem themselves? Because if they didn't, they wouldn't make a documentary about it. Like, why would you make a documentary about your personal L's? But rather, how it came back and how they decided to work as a team. And how do you work as a team when your team is made up of individuals from different walks of life and different teams? See, the first time there was a Dream Team, there was kind of an excitement of we're together playing, but that has worn off. You know, there are so many people in the NBA that are from different countries now because the world has caught up. That's just the way it's going to be. So the story here was, how did the United States make a culture on the national basketball level, and how did rookies and Mavericks and Kobe Bryant's case and Top Guns and the second and third string core come together and know that it is country and team above self? Now, when it comes to the pantheon of sports docuseries, I think one of the ones that are going to go down in history as being one of the more modern ones are two. Netflix's Drive to Survive, essentially making Formula One palatable for, or accessible, excuse me, for a whole swath of people, myself included. And then The Last Dance. Whether or not you were a Michael Jordan fan, it was the playing around with the timeline to tell a sports story, even though they didn't really invent that technique, has really been something we're seeing a lot more up and down the nonfiction space. So this one takes elements of that. This one takes entire blueprints of that to tell the story in a very short, succinct place. It was kind of cool to see what guys like Carmelo, Anthony, and Chris Bosh are doing now, because they do feature in the show. But I mean, it really is something that is kind of like, huh, that's pretty neat. Like, it's nothing really earth-shattering or groundbreaking. So when I always ask, who is it for? Well, for me, it's like myself. I didn't really quite understand the story of the Redeem Team. It's kind of like, I remember we were bad, and then we were good again. But I didn't really think about how much it was a national identity crisis. So as an American, it was cool to check out. As a casual basketball fan, there's some people I know, like Carmelo and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and Kobe Bryant and others. But for a hardcore basketball fan, you might be left kind of feeling like it was an overly general story. I mean, tactics weren't really discussed as much. It's kind of like, yeah, you're going to play these guys and you're going to beat them. But it wasn't like they employed the Picard maneuver on the court, flying V, you know. So I'm not sure if hardcore basketball fans would be into that. But casual basketball fans, Americans, fans of sports strategy, or more or less sports stories about strategy, about like, we get our stuff together, you're definitely going to be in for a treat. And it's a short clip too. It's like an hour and 20 minutes. I mean, you really can do that, do other things, or make it part of a twin bill and get it a little bit easier. Now, I enjoy this more than, say, The Captain, which is the Derek Jeter documentary, which had like six parts or something like that. This one kind of gets in, gets out. It's a narrative movie, which I felt like The Captain should have been. So I give LeBron James and company props for doing that. But as far as the content itself, it's something really earth-shattering. But still recommended. 7.4 IMDb says. I'm going to give it a 6.5 personally. Watch it if you're into that kind of stuff, but don't go out of your way. That is my review of The Redeem Team, available now on the Netflix platform, at least in the United States. Well, that does it for me in this edition of Flip Books on Netflix. We'll see you next time.